The Bay Area is quickly headed towards using more and more renewable energy. The state has set ambitious goals. At least a third of our energy must come from renewable sources by the year 2020. So how do we do it? Renewable energies like wind and solar aren't consistent, but there's a simple technology, one that you already use many times every day that could change that, the battery. KALW's Lisa Bartfai tells us more.
Hiromi Fuji McClure and her husband live in a nice two-story house in Morgan Hill, south of San Jose. It gets pretty hot there in the summers, so they have a large swimming pool and AC in the whole house. But listen to how much she pays for electricity.
Our electricity is minus $5.
Yes, you heard that right. Her bill is negative $5. She actually gets money back. This is because of the solar panels and the battery storage system she uses to power the house. Fuji McClure walks into the garage to show me.
So this is our battery system. So this is 10 kilowatt hour battery, which is kind of neat, small. We even don't realize the battery is here.
Yeah, it almost looks like a mini fridge or a mini bar in a hotel room.
Yeah, mini bar like a hotel room.
Fuji McClure works for the Japanese company Tabuchi Electric, which recently started selling batteries on the U.S. market. These aren't just any old batteries. They charge up on solar and then store that energy so it can be used as electricity later on. Fuji McClure got interested in the batteries after the earthquake in Japan in 2011. Over 500,000 people didn't have power, but a coworker did. He had solar panels and a battery at his house.
Most of the other people, even shower, they couldn't take shower, and their life was miserable. But only one guy, he had a solar, and his life didn't change much.
Fuji McClure says since then, the batteries have become more popular in Japan, and people in the U.S. are getting interested too. They buy their batteries from electric car companies like Tesla, which has already sold thousands this year. Or they get them as add-ons with solar panels. Like in Japan, some people use their batteries for emergency backups in situations like earthquakes. Others want to lower their dependency on fossil fuels. And some people are thinking even bigger, like energy storage expert and battery advocate Janice Lin, who says batteries could dramatically decrease pollution.
Because just like a car or a jet engine, if you think about a gas generator, it's basically a big piece of equipment that in your car, if you're in city driving and you're stop and go a lot, it produces more pollution, your gas mileage isn't as good.
Right now, most people's energy consumption is kind of like Bay Area traffic, irregular with lots of stops and starts. We're out during the day, and when we come home, we turn all of our appliances on at once. In the future, Lynn thinks that extra sudden burst of energy could come from a battery that's been charging up on solar power all day.
Because when we put energy storage or a little bit of inventory into our electric power system, it makes our system run more smoothly, more efficiently, with less pollution, and that makes our air more livable, more breathable, and it makes our electric bills a whole lot cheaper.
That's the ideal vision, though some clean energy advocates don't share it. Al Weinrub is the coordinator of the local Clean Energy Alliance in Oakland. They don't think batteries are a realistic solution.
The answer is that you have an economic development plan which addresses real human needs. And one of the most important human needs is to get off fossil fuel and to live in sustainable communities.
Weinrub is interested in creating net zero communities here in the Bay. Neighborhoods that can create as much energy as they use, not just net zero homes. And some kind of energy storage is part of that vision.
A lot of people are developing these new storage devices. What we should do is use them, right? That's good. We should look at the environmental impact of them. That's right. We need to look at the cost. We need to see who's producing them. Can we produce them?
But he thinks technology is just one part of the puzzle. Job creation is another. He's not sure that batteries will do it. And he's also concerned about expense. Battery systems like Fuji McClure's cost about $13,000.
There's a question about how do you finance these things for a low-income community?
Energy advocate Janice Lin thinks that the price will come down as the batteries become more popular. She's also hoping that lawmakers will catch on to the benefits of batteries and make them easier to access. There's already a state-run incentive program to make it more affordable.
As with any new application, introducing a new product, a new technology, it's a new thing, it's a new behavior. And so that's why these incentives are absolutely necessary.
Here we start using a dryer.
Oh, wow. In Morgan Hill, Harumi Fuji McClure walks back into the house to show me a little monitor on the wall in the hallway. It looks kind of like an alarm system, but this screen shows a house, a battery, a power station, and a brightly shining sun with arrows connecting the different symbols.
So now it's almost 7 kilowatts.
When she turns on the dryer, arrows on the monitor start pointing to the house from the battery and the sun. That's where the power is coming from.
So I think this was a great tool, not only for just, you know, us to save money, but good for, you know, kids to learn where the energy comes from and how to save it.
It's not just about saving energy, it's also about generating it. Fuji McClure now has so much extra energy stored in her battery during the day that she can actually sell some back to PG&E. She's counting on getting about $3,000 back every year through those sales and the energy incentive program she's enrolled in. She's happy about that, but it will still take her 5 years to break even on what she paid for the battery. She's expecting the battery to last for 5 more years after that. Then it's off to recycling, and Fuji McClure will have to decide if it's worth it to invest again. For Cross Currents, I'm Lisa Bartfai.